Paul McCartney not mucking around when it comes to helping to save the chimps. Your morning team is on WSGW.
When I get older, losing my head many years from now.
It's 8:25.
Will he still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine.
Charlie, Denise, Pat and you.
Quarter to three, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Fun song. With the Beatles.
Yeah, something that he apparently wrote when he was younger. Like, he was about 25 years old when they recorded this one for Sgt. Pepper's, but I think he wrote this when he was a teenager, and they brought it back out for that album.
And, of course, each of the Beatles, well, surviving Beatles, of course, now surpassed 64.
Right. Yeah.
Heading toward 84.
Yes, they are.
And they're still being fed and still needed, still wanted.
Well, let's see if I can do this for you. Here's a story. So Paul McCartney says he's happy to donate the song When I'm 64 to Save the Chimps. Oh. It's a new campaign it's a sanctuary, actually, that is in Florida. And they need donations and funding to help save chimps that live to be older ages, many of them into their 60s. Thus, when I'm 64. I love the way this story reads here. It says that the sanctuary is getting a little help from a friend. Here is, it's a 30-second PSA that's been put together and uses the song. So I will play it for you, of course, here in studio. But if you'd like to see it yourself, family of listeners here on WSGW, we have it posted on our morning team page. But here's how and I think it's just the song with some captioning, but here you go. So there's the sanctuary there in Florida.
So
using the song there and selling some of the older chimps. Having some fun there. It's kind of fun.
It is.
It is fun.
And then there's the captioning. Chimps live into their
60s. Be their social security.
Clever.
Donate today.
Save the chimps.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. Apparently it started airing this past Sunday, February 28th, first airing on PBS. And I don't know where or how widely spread it's going to be. But if you happen to hear the Paul McCartney singing and some chimps playing, that's the reason
why. That's the reason. All right.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. And probably a good song to play, too, especially since the whole point is they live into their 60s. Better to go with that one than the other one that he and John sang on the White Album.
Which was?
It was a good song, though, but I don't think it would have worked. Everybody's got something to hide except for me and my monkey.
Oh, jeez. I don't think that would have been appropriate.
See, that's why we are so happy to have Beatles expert Pat Johnston, because I could have never offered that up. Denise, probably you couldn't either, but
I couldn't have.
But Pat could throw it out there. I did not know that, really.
Yes. I wouldn't have guessed the when I'm 64 either, because I'm not as big a Beatles fan as what Pat is.
Few are.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Few are.
That's good. We need that Beatles passion.